News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:05 in the morning on September the 8th, 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. He's sitting here with Bad Bob.
And the stream is working.
And the stream is working.
Good morning, 7:06 in the morning. Hi, it's great. We've got a lot to cover over what happened on the weekend, especially in your corner of the woods.
Well, my corner of the woods. But let's say hello to Bad Bob. And
good morning.
So you went to your high school reunion.
Yeah.
Which one was this? That?
It was the 40th reunion, class of 1974.
Okay. And how was that?
Well, it was interesting seeing a lot of faces that I hadn't seen. And I'm trying to figure out how I can put this so I can say it on the air. You know, at the 10-year reunion and when you're still – when the guys are looking at a girl's chest, it's not to read her name tag because you can't figure out who that is. But by now you're squinting going, who are you?
That's a good visual.
No, that is. It's true. They're going, that's funny.
So sad.
And then you I think you put something on Facebook that, what's going on? You're surrounded by all these old people.
And I'm one of them.
And you're one of them. Okay. Well, did you have a good time, though?
Yeah.
Which high school?
This was Shasta High.
And I met somebody that knows you. And we talked about that a little bit. Your family here in town.
And our good friend of the station, Dan Mabry, was there. Okay. And Dan and I talked, and we had a big group photo, and I think there were about 80 there out of the graduating class of 240-some, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, hey, 40, it's been 40 years. Everybody's spread out.
Those who have not, left.
Well, you know, I know that they have a yearly one. They have a yearly one from my
yeah, well, spread out.
More ways than one.
Well, you know, they have my high school, and the one I graduated from has one yearly. And I was surprised because we had a large graduating class. I would say, 300, over 300, maybe close to 400. And I don't know how many stayed. You know, it seems like the ones that there are a few still in the valley there, but Yakima Valley, but everybody else seems to have spread out. What about you?
Well, I did go to, I think it was my 20th or 25th, because I here's the dilemma I had, because I graduated a year early. So I went out as a junior, which my seventh and eighth grade, and then those people split to different schools, and some of those kids I went with to Rio. So I would have been and had the class ring for 76. But I went out in 75. So I've kind of always been torn, even though I wasn't really closer to the 75 because of, like I said, going through 7th and 8th and some of those kids. Now, they're still on my Facebook. Not a lot of them, but I have a handful. And I will look forward to going to the next class reunion and bringing you.
Oh, good. Let's hope it's before the,
for show and tell.
For show and tell. Yeah.
Look what
look what I got.
Look what I look got. What I bring okay. Me your medal.
Right. Okay.
Can I touch your medal? What did that one mean? 61 degrees in the downtown studio. It's going to be 96 today. Temperatures mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 62. Boy, I'll tell you what, allergies are just about kicking my hiney here. Tuesday, 97, Wednesday, 101, and then we start with those triple-digit figures throughout the rest of the week. So, Doggy Park, folks, we always like to go up there early in the morning. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be Shasta Gas customer. locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. You know, I just have to do a little sidebar here talking about the doggy park, because I was up there. People don't know, you know, what I like that. It's a neutralizer. And there's a guy up there talking about, oh, he had this propane tank and blah, 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 and something about it. And he was complaining. And then I said, well, have you, and then he said, you know what? They looked at my records and they ended up just going ahead and copying me for my propane tank. And just like whatever it was, something with his bill. And just, you know, I don't know if it was because he was a veteran or he was having problems. I go, well, have you ever talked to Shasta Gas Propane? He said, that's the company. So he wasn't complaining. He was complaining, first of all. And then, but what happened is they fixed it and they did a fabulous job at fixing it. And I thought, well, that's cool to hear because, you know, it was, unsolicited. And so that's the kind of folks that we like, where you can really deal with locals. You can call a person, you can talk to a person, and it's not at some corporate office across a, you know, somewhere that, where they outsource and they can't even, you know what I mean. So anyway, Shasta Gas Propane, I just had to do a shout out there. And boy, I'll tell you what, you'll learn the best things at the doggy park.
Want to hear what I did this weekend?
Oh boy, what did you do this weekend? What did you make?
I didn't make anything. I was
trouble.
I showed up at 2:30 at the 1600 Park Marina Drive to the hall there, the workers hall. And it's a I'm not sure what the name is for the Democratic Central Committee's forum, candidate and measure forum, where we had Heidi Hall was there, and we've talked to Heidi several times, so I got to meet her. Then we had all six candidates. Then we had Measure A, which was the, you know, should we grow marijuana or not grow marijuana, and then Measure B, the Turtle Bay. And I got there at 2:30 and left at 7:00. Saturday evening, and I can just say that it was enlightening in many ways. We've talked to all the candidates, so there wasn't any surprises. There was a couple little sparks flew, but when you get into the marijuana initiative, there was two ladies let's continue with this and let's outlaw all outdoor grows. Well, as you can imagine, there were a couple rows of people that were not for that. And I only had to raise my voice a couple times to get people back into their seats and to stop, you know, booing or whatever, you know, coming up with loud comments. And it's not fair to the speakers. And that was the rule. It's ground rules. No shouting from the crowd and civility. And one of the ladies came up right before it started and said, I need an escort. Not the two that were speaking, but another one that was with them on this, and said, I need an escort to my car. I am being harassed by this man over there. And I knew the guy. And so I said, look, if you have any problems, just let me know and I'll go talk to him. And there wasn't any more problems, I guess. Anyway, but both sides, the panel that was up there, to oppose the ban on outdoor grows were well spoken, and in fact, we're going to have one of their leaders on the show and to talk about it, Mr. Aaron, and who apologized for some of the rambunctious remarks that were being made. Anyway, at 7:00, really 5 till, because I thought at least we can just get out of there early. At 5 till 7 on Saturday evening, we left. And it was covered in the paper on Sunday. Record Search Light guys were there the whole time. I don't know if I would have been there the whole time if I hadn't been moderating. It was at a certain point you want to, okay, got it. Anyway. Yeah.
We understand. And then, of course, Sunday, the Asphalt Cowboys drive-through.
Which was
barbecue.
Fantastic. Yes. Fantastic. You know, does it get any better than that?
No, I saw our good friend Cameron Middleton out there. He's the rookie with the Asphalt Cowboys. And
Cameron's
working
the rookie.
Him.
They're probably working him hard.
Working him like a galley slave.
You know, and he's probably got spur marks on his ribs right now from that. Oh, yeah. You know what? What a fantastic
but the
environment that is.
I took somebody with me who had never seen this thing before. That's been going on for, what, 40 years?
69.
Or 60 years? Yeah.
69
really?
Years.
Like the efficiency with which they can move cars through the park, the line started at the entrance to the park,
yeah.
And we were out of there in 15 minutes. And this is just, you know, that line snakes around. There are probably 40, 50 cars. And they were serving those things up just boom, boom, boom.
It was, you know, a great, you know, again, another great effort. And, but if you watch them during pancake, the pancake breakfast, and they pushed 10,000 people through there in just a few hours. And there's, and where we've seen lines is last year for the first time, but it was only because of the, they were inundated with people all at the same time.
Now, do you care to share what happened on Saturday night? I would. Okay. On the way back from after this,
after
take a break.
After the break. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl in Dubai, KCNR 14 cents. Welcome. It's Monday. Good morning. Got a big week going on this week. We'll be right back.
I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens. And this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
Said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Monday, September the 8th. Good morning, my friends. 605-4567. Give us a call. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 61 degrees. Going to be up in the mid-90s today. Great day today.
Hot. Hey, you know, it's fall, and this portion of the show is going to be brought to you by Lati Da Styling Lounge. If you're looking for a fall look, I go to this gal, and she owns the salon, Bethany, And it's at 2465 Athens Avenue, the Cypress Square. And if you, she's the Glam Squad Elite. If you give this call, if you give her a call, Bethany Hill, at 722-7336, that's 722-7336, and you mention KCNR, she's going to give you $10 off the haircut and $15 off of color. It's really fun to play with that, too, and go into fall, especially, I mean, I know I'm blonde, so coming into fall, I like to go a little bit dark with some auburns in there, and it's fun to have somebody who can play with you in your hair color.
What about you, Bob? When we go down to a Cypress Street barbershop, do you play with the color of your hair at all? Do you feel like going from maybe to blonde instead of dark brown?
Have you ever seen them do that in there? Are they just strictly cuts?
No, they don't do anything like that.
You will smell no hair color chemicals in Cypress Square.
Their idea of a gel is butch wax. Okay, that's it. You know, for flat tops, you know, something like that. Okay, you need to tell your story about what happened this weekend.
Oh, okay. Coming back from a very special friend's birthday party, we were coming back on Churn Creek Bottom. Probably, I guess it was maybe 10:30 at night. And beautiful down there. Decided because that full moon is so amazing that we opened up our moon roof, you know, and we're listening. I think Sammy Davis and Karma McRae were doing Baby It's Cold Outside. It was just a really neat moment. I said, oh, this is cool. Let's use our moon roof. So anyway, we're driving along and pop, you know. Must have hit something. I don't, you know, in a split second, if we, you know, because of the curves there on Churn Creek Bottom, if we went off the side, if we hit a pothole, whatever. Pum, 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 pum.
Flat tire.
Middle then, like, where is the next exit that we can drive off the road? Because, you know, Churn Creek Bottom is two lanes and narrow. Pum, 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 pum. Finally, we just find a little side street and pull back there. And it's really funny because a couple things here. Like, okay, so Carl pulls out his car. I used to always have AAA. All my life, it was like as soon as I could drive, it was that thing that was hammered into your head. Your parents always carry your AAA card no matter what. Never let that go. So when we got married, I didn't do the AAA. We did Carl's USAA. And then so he calls his card. And we kept saying, well, how long? We're here. One nice thing is that it was a beautiful night out with moonlight, right?
So we could sit out there and watch the moon.
And we were and with the emergency lights flashing and then trying to figure out, gee, I hope the battery doesn't go dead. How long is it going to take? Only to find out that they were dispatching somebody from Weaverville.
No kidding. When they said Weaverville, I talked to the lady and I said, where are you from?
She goes, Weaverville. Where's my cocktails? Said, let's at least have some moonlight picnic stuff.
She says, we're from Weaverville. I said, so it's going to take you an hour and a half to get there. Oh, maybe closer to 2 hours.
Oh,
I went,
yeah.
Thank you very much. So we pick up and we call, believe it or not.
Well, I would remember we got our car that we had a service thing that we got with
we
it.
We bought everything.
Yeah. So extended this and extended that. And I thought, and I remember because I've never used it before, pulled it out and called. And it was really nice because Twinview Towing came out. Guy came right out. We probably waited maybe 25, 30 minutes, you know, from the time that we started making our calls. And he was really good. And Carl said, I can change his tire. I can change his tire. And I said, you know, I know you can. I'm sure you can. But it's one of those, I have a big sport tire, you know, and I'm sure that the, what's it called when you, the thing that cranks it up?
The jack.
I'm sure it all works, but, you know, we have this service, so let's have the pro come out, you know, where they got the really good jack and you're not sitting out there for an hour trying to jack up this, you know, four-wheel drive, this big car.
Anyway, he comes out. He's great.
Did a good job.
Does a good job. And we're back on the road again.
With a black rim.
Here's the thing is.
Because my rim is bent.
It's the rim's bent.
I'm just it's don't
not
have
the it's not the flat tire, it's the rim's bent. So now we have to find
a tire.
Well, the tire I think went flat because the rim was bent and it broke the steel. So we need to
find the sidewall and the tire, forget about it, it's gone.
But anyway, but now we have to get the rim fixed.
I don't know.
Can you fix rims?
Usually not. They're an alloy that's light and strong and brittle, and you'd be much safer.
That's what I think.
It should still be in production if you contact.
Oh, no, it's in production. Yeah. I just don't want to buy a $1,000.
I understand anyway. That. But it's been compromised. I would not.
Oh, no.
We'll get a new word. It's been compromised. Yeah, we'll whatever it is when you're in your car.
Let's move on.
Well, you just don't like it.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
But I was going to do a shout out because the guy at Twinview Towing did a great job. He was pleasant. He was efficient. Thank you.
He had his pizza. Said, yeah, I just ordered my pizza. That's okay.
And then you called. You can always microwave it.
All right, Obama. Let's get started here. It's Monday. Let's see, which should I start with? Okay. Obama lays out a three-year plan to take ISIS out. And he's talking about this. Airstrikes continuing now. They've had about 147 airstrikes now, about five a day. They took out one of the leaders of ISIS. Training of Iraqi and Kurdish forces so they can attack ISIS. Now, we trained them for how many years? And then, of course, we left because we blew the status of forces agreement. I'm not going to get into that one. Heidi Hall seems to think, oh, that wasn't Obama's fault. Well, yeah, it was because we managed to make status of forces agreement everywhere else. But the bottom line is now we've got to go send our troops back in to train the Iraqis, which we've trained, like I said, and provided all these weapons. And then now we're going to train the Kurdish forces, and the Kurdish forces, you know, Kurds really want Kurdistan. So they're fighting ISIS, and now we're going to train them and give them weapons. And then do you think at some point down the road that there's going to be a big battle they want to establish their own country out of parts of Iraq, Iran, and Turkey? The third part of this is attacking ISIS in Syria. That's going to be interesting to see how he does that. Now, he's promising no ground troops in this battle, but just using our proxies of Iraqi and Kurdish forces while we do this. Now, attacking ISIS in Syria has obviously got to be drones and aircraft. Now, the Arab League president has urged at the same time has urged members to also confront ISIS militarily and politically. 21 nations, including Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Lebanon. The president of their nation says, look, these guys have gone way beyond what is acceptable, and we need to confront them now, and we need to destroy them. So this is something that the Arab League's into it. Now, Obama is finally moving forward. Now, other announcements that Obama made is, if you remember that after the Foley beheading, that they have a lot of photos of President golfing. You know, because he went out, made this announcement. We're sorry this happened. He went back out, and they had all these photos. He went right back out to the golf course. As they look back, and the White House has just said probably that this was not in great taste, that they could have probably done this a little bit better. Where he's talking about the young man who was butchered on video and shown to the world, and the next scene is President Obama trying to use his 9-iron to make an approach shot to the green. Not a good idea. What else do we have? Oh, okay. Now, see, I am glad that Obama is finally moving forward. Now it looks like we have a strategy, where a couple of weeks ago we didn't have a strategy, and the whole world just kind of like, oh, no. Well, now it looks like there is kind of a strategy coming. But at the same time, he made this announcement that he is not going to do an executive action an executive order on amnesty. Wow. This is a big thing. At the end of the summer, he was going to do this. And why? He wants to build consensus. It has nothing to do – has no political consideration here, none at all. It has nothing to do with the midterm elections in November and their hemorrhaging already. It has nothing to do with the fact that his own party was begging him not to make some kind of executive order that the Republicans can use to beat them over the head with, and he beat them on the head and shoulders and just slapped them with during the elections. So he says it has nothing to do. The president says it has nothing to do with politics. So of course it has something to do with politics. You know, when we get into this, what has to do with politics? Does anything not have to do with politics when you're up at that level? I mean, does having breakfast and who you have breakfast with, doesn't that have something to do with politics on both sides? And, you know, frankly, the fact is that it was a dumb thing for him to do, to say he was going to do an executive order when all the polls said people are really upset what was happening along the border, and they still are. People are really upset about what's happening with Obamacare. They still are. There's things that are just being done right now, and to say that they're being, you know, that there's no political reasons for them, the electorate. While we can be led down the road a lot, they're not totally dumb, we hope. Anyway, yes, of course, it's a political move. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show has been brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Head on down there to Espresso Joe's. Get that great coffee. Find those coffee beans that are there, that they sell them by the pound. They're exotic. They are designer. They are perfect for you. And then they'll also sell you a coffee maker and show you how to use it. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. I can't say more about Tobacco and Brew except that they treat veterans very well. They treat all their customers very well, but veterans are special, and veterans get a discount there at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Ed at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. Every week I get patients that say, "Doc, I can't live with this foot and leg pain." Raymond Miner is a classic example. He lives in Alturas. He was in serious trouble. His feet and hands were burning at night, making sleep almost impossible. His balance was affected, and now he was using a walker. We introduced Raymond to a new form of treatment called analgesic stim. Used successfully in Europe for over 20 years. Available only at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. Within a few treatments, Raymond began to feel better and threw away his walker. If you're suffering from pain, tingling, numbness, or stabbing pain in your hands or feet caused by peripheral neuropathy, take advantage of our free 7-point quality assessment to see if you are a candidate for this new life-saving treatment. In Reading, call 530-302-3555.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. If you've served in the active duty of the armed forces and are impaired because of an accident, injury, or exposure to hazardous substance, you may be eligible for compensation from the Department of Veterans Affairs. The compensation program is your country's way of honoring your service and sacrifice by providing financial assistance to bridge the gap between what you are able to earn now and what you could have earned if you were not impaired. VA compensation claims could be as simple as a hearing loss claim to a very complex muscular, skeletal, or neurological disorder. Be wary of individuals who offer assistance with your VA claims, especially those who ask you to pay for VA claims assistance. Your Shasta County Veterans Service Office is here to help. We are accredited, and there's never a charge for our services. For more information on how we can help, please call us at 225-5616.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Give me your attention, baby.
Welcome back.
I gotta tell you a little something about KCNR 1460.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, estate jewelry of the very finest caliber. And Leonard and his associates are more than happy to show you any type of jewelry that you could possibly imagine. And you'll get great prices from there. The only trained watch repairman in the whole area. Four Winds Jewelry, right across from Sierra Gibbs. 2225 Hilltop Drive.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome back.
I wanted to share with you something that I saw on the internet this morning. Because we heard about it. We were there firsthand. But as the campaign for Scottish independence from the United Kingdom appeared to be gaining ground, anxiety gripped British markets Monday and sent the pound sliding to a 10-month low. against the dollar.
Couldn't have done that when we were there.
Yeah, the pound fell as much as 1.4% against the dollar, its lowest level since November, before recovering slightly in the wake of a weekend poll that showed a surge in support for Scottish independence just 10 days before a vote that may have profound consequences for the UK's political and economic future. Now, remember, it's September 18th is also the vote whether women can be admitted into all men's clubs and men can be admitted into all women's clubs.
This was a big thing when we were there. Now,
golf clubs.
Of course, Scotland is voting for independence. And while we were there, we saw a lot of the yes. That's all it said was yes. It was on house windows. It was on cars. And you saw it. But the tour guides were talking, and they were very circumspect about it. None of them were blatantly for it or against it, but they just talked, this is what's going on. And essentially what it is Scotland is voting to secede from the British Kingdom, from the United Kingdom. And this is the first time that this will, this is the first time it's what happened. And it does have profound, it can have a profound impact because the gas and oil reserves are in the Scottish waters.
Well, the poll showed 40% of Scottish voters prefer to secede from their 307-year-old union with England, while 45% want to stay united. The remaining voters polled were undecided. Now, this is something that we were saying. Our driver, our tour guide, was at that point. It was not this high. There was not as many yeses.
It was a double digit against secession from the United Kingdom from Great Britain, but it has just taken off like this. And the reason they want it is they want to have autonomy. They want to have more of a say in their own government, that they can have home rule, that they, all this money that they have out there and the gas and oil that's coming out of the North Sea would come to them instead of going straight to Great Britain and then coming back to them and being doled out. They want to control their destiny. Now, can you draw a parallel between the state of Jefferson, and I'm not going to get in the state of Jefferson, but if you think about it, it's what they're doing. Now, the other big vote, and this is a huge vote because this could change the economy of Great Britain.
Well, and their biggest bank, RBS, Royal Bank of Scotland, is backed by the Bank of England, founded by a Scot, no less, and owned by the UK government. So on Sunday, Britain's top Treasury official, George Osborne, who's campaigning to keep the union together, promised a plan of action to give more powers to Scotland. Scotland's pro-independence movement has complained that the London government's domestic policies are too austerity-focused and says Scots want a more generous social safety net.
Oh, so they want to give more money to their people in social programs. Oh, there you go. That's interesting, where you see the state of Jefferson wants to have less than that. They want to have less in social programs, where the Scots want more in social programs. When you talk to the Scottish people, it's, in some of the areas up there, the unemployment is horrible. It's a lot worse than it is in the United States. Maybe you don't hear about it, but even with their gas and oil, that many people they have are unemployed. That it's been very rough in Ireland and Scotland, in the United Kingdom, but especially Ireland and Scotland. Now, the other big vote they're having, which has got just as much time, was allowing women into the all-men clubs. They're voting to do that. But at the same time, there are women's clubs that say, we don't want men in our clubs. We're very happy in our golf clubs the way we are. Too late. We're voting on this to allow women into the men's clubs and men into the women's
and
clubs.
And by the way, from what we understand,
these are private clubs.
This was
too.
Never introduced by golfers in clubs. This was introduced by someone who thought that in Parliament decided that this should be fair. It would be only fair. So, I always say keep your nose out of where, let it be what it is. I don't know. I mean, that's kind of like unisex bathrooms. I guess it's the wave of the future. No borders, unisex bathrooms. We're all equal. You can't have a private club. And how about we are getting so politically correct about everything is that we're becoming, like the numb. There's no, every now and then people say things that are politically incorrect.
There was a today on the news, a one of the basketball team owners has resigned and is selling his part of the club because he said, I had a racially insensitive email I sent in 2012. He turned himself in. What he said was, is our basketball camps have too many African-American kids. We need to even them out. Now, he may have said other things besides that, but that's what they use as an example. And because he sent that, instead of being censured by the NBA, he's just said, look, I turned myself in. This is what I did. And you know what? I'm selling my part of the team. And he's the majority leader of that. I'm not sure. Is that bad to say something like that? Is that we need to have maybe more racial diversity in our basketball camp? Is that a bad thing to say? Or maybe he didn't say it like that. Mountain lion attack. Cupertino. Do you know anything about Cupertino there?
Cupertino.
Cupertino. Do you know anything about that? That's down.
Cupertino's in the Bay Area.
You know, they say it's out in the, yeah, but it's kind of in the
Napa
wine
Valley,
area.
Yeah.
Napa Valley area. Mm-hmm. 6-year-old boy gets attacked by mountain lion while he's hiking on a trail near one of the wine,
right.
one of the wine facilities there. He's okay. He's going to live, but the mountain lions are moving down, drought, no food, and we're not hunting mountain lions. And, I'd like to see by the end of the year how many times there's been attacks or sightings. We've had sightings right here in town, the mountain lions, but no attacks that I know of. And the Happy Camp Fire. Let's talk Happy Camp. Happy Camp Fire is now 57 million. It's cost 57 million and has burned 97,000 acres. It is 30% contained. All right, Bad Bomb. Some of the things that we were talking about over the weekend was on various things, but for conservation and for logging. You know, of course, there's this, you can't clear cut. But there is these plans to log off the dead timber. And the other is to use WISE. And this is what Heidi Hall says. She says there's got to be ways that we can log off areas to keep them from burning like this. She
said
it is just, we've got to be able to thin them out like that.
It's called fuels reduction.
Yeah, anyway. Fuel reduction. And then use that for biomass. She didn't say this, but I am. Use it for biomass energy production. And we could put a lot of people to work and also provide a lot of energy. And it's a renewable energy. It's not a, it's an acceptable, form of energy under our new plants. So, I mean, I just don't understand where the fighting is on this. And they're using it up in the Weaverville area. And I think they say, they always use Weaverville as an example of how they can go out and clear out these areas.
Oh, yes. The restoration project up there has been a huge success. But there was a school of thought, and it keys into the environmental litigation industry, these lawyers who make tons of money. And if they bring a lawsuit, an environmental lawsuit, whether they win or lose, they collect out of that government pot of money.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, I know, too, a lot of these organizations that have brought lawsuits, they're not like thousands of people. It could be like 4 or 5 people that are bringing a lawsuit here. Now they're fighting to keep the logs that have already been burned, and they're just going to go to waste from being logged, even though the feds are saying this is a good way to take care of this. We can save some of this. And, of course, the people that are fighting it, spotted owls need this type of burnt tree habitat. Well, if that's the case, the spotted owl should be really, really happy around Northern California because we've got hundreds of thousands of acres of burnt out forest. They should just be prolific out there.
There's a school of thought among these people that there should be no humans in the rural or forested areas, that everyone needs to be in the anthills, and no one must ever make a profit on the wildlands under any circumstances. And that is their mindset, and they will not back away from it.
I wonder if,
got a new...
I understand. I don't understand it. I mean, I understand that, I understand how we have to be environmentally sensitive. I understand that. But I also know that a fire releases so much carbon into the, and so much carbon dioxide into the atmosphere that it contributes to this overall quote global warming because when you burn hundreds of thousands of acres, it just releases it all at once. So I'm not sure why people would not want to be able to clear, you know, a lot of this brush out that causes this. I mean, and have healthy forests where you can have all types of wildlife in there.
That having been stated, I would point out that the volcanic eruption in Papua New Guinea has probably pumped more CO2 and methane into the atmosphere in the space of a weekend than the entire season of wildfires. I don't hear too many proposals to cap all the volcanoes.
We've got to take a break, but right here, one of our chat room people, I was tracked by a mountain lion near Simmons Whoa. Road in Redding. The federal tracker recommended that I carry a gun, walk my dogs, and don't go out after dark. Oh, okay. Those are probably pretty good. Those are probably good recommendations if you're walking around and there's a mountain lion kind of tracking you down the road. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens. And this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Bark and wine.
Don't forget brew.
Yes, brew also. Hoping you will join us Saturday, October 4th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center for the 7th Annual Haven Humane Wine and Beer Tasting with sit-down dinner, live and silent auction, and basket drawings.
This event is our premier fundraising event to help the animal population of our area. For tickets and more information, call Haven Humane Society or go on havenhumane.net.
You did that very well.
Well, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
Yeah.
Northern California Event Services can help you plan your wedding or next special event. From caterers to photographers, DJs to hair and makeup, Northern California Event Services has your event needs covered, and you can see for yourself at ncescanhelp.com. And check out featured vendors like Glam Squad Elite, a mobile hair and makeup team that will glam you up wherever you need us to be. Check them out and many more at ncescanhelp.com.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your Barefoot Plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past 2 years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at WallnerPlumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to KCNR, 1460 here. 64 degrees, 7:48 in the morning.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Lighty and his team of professionals, NBA instructors, NRA instructors, provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California. For a limited time, NFI is going to provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take the basic concealed carry course, which is at one this past weekend. And I believe the women's course is also here in September, the 26th, 27th, if that's a, or 27th, 28th of September. And I think there's still room in there. And if you're a lady and like to shoot with other ladies for this course, this is a good time to do it. Give them a call at 999-1822, or check out readingccw.com.
Okay. Now, let's talk about the, you know, it's interesting because, you know, you were moderating on Saturday and you were saying there was a couple rows of 215ers or the marijuana or, you know, pot.
They're advocates.
And
they're,
okay.
They're against the ban on growing it outside.
Okay. Now, it's interesting. Again, back up in the doggy park where it's very neutral and you've got just about every kind of person, but what we have in common is that we have an animal, you know. We were talking about this very thing up there, and this leads me into an article today that's going to blow your socks off. Anyway, most people think, I don't care what you do. You know, I don't care what you, if you have a 215 or even if you feel like, you know, want to use it recreational, it's not my business. But when you start to grow a bunch of stuff outside and you're growing for four or five people, and yes, then it starts to, when do your rights become more important than my rights? Like, why should I have to smell your stuff? There's a certain reason that, you know, that you can't have a cow in town. You can't be next to a pasture where you have a cow in town. So why do people, where you smell cow manure or, you know, certain kinds of things that really are odorous? So anyway, the California city, of course, it's California and guess which one, is offering a unique benefit for low income residents, free marijuana. Starting next summer, Berkeley. Residents who earn less than $32,000 per year, or for, I guess anybody hearing this, listening to our show, that's where you can move. It's great for you to move. Just move to Berkeley and have a prescription for medical marijuana. We'll be able to get it for free from one of the dispensaries operating within the city. Under a law passed unanimously by the city council, dispensaries must set aside 2% of their pot for distribution to the poor. Not everyone is on board with the plan. Of course,
when did getting stoned become a basic human right?
Exactly. And so,
if you can't afford it, then you're going to steal money so that you can't afford it because you need your medicinal fix every day. So this way you can just come on down, get it, and you won't rob. You can just sit there and get high.
Well, Bishop Ron Allen, International Faith-Based
Medicated,
said, why would Berkeley City Council want to keep their poverty stricken under severe high in poverty and lethargic? That's from a bishop. But supporters say that marijuana is recognized as a legal medicine in the state of California, although not federally. And as medicine, people who need it should be kept, shouldn't be kept away due to their lack of funds. Basically, the city council wants to make sure that low-income, homeless, indigent folks have access to their medical marijuana. There are some truly compassionate cases that need to have medical marijuana. Well, you know, I understand that that's true on some levels. I think this is what we're promoting more and more of. Maybe they should legalize it and have pot farms. Despite the controversy, many dispensaries say they won't change much since they already set aside a certain amount of weed for compassionate, a.k.a. free, distribution. We do this on our own, so we certainly welcome the city's mandating that all dispensaries create these sorts of programs. Officer of Berkeley Patient Group Dispensary. However, he added that he thinks 1%, excuse me, rather than the 2% would be a more appropriate target. So here's a quick poll. Do you support free weed for the poor?
I don't do that. You know, I'm just, you know, free.
You know, when I grew up,
I think the least they should do is like sweep out the store for it or something like
no,
that.
No, I mean, when I grew up, okay, listen to this. I grew up in
free
the country.
Beer? Okay, well, what about free beer for people, too?
There was a joke about that years ago about the free beer party. I seem to recall, and it was a skit on TV, and now are we not there?
I understand.
Buying the votes.
I understand, and I'm sure there would be, you know, some people who have chronic pain. People with some disabilities, or people who have chronic, like I said, a disease. I hate the word to use the disease, but you know, something where the medical marijuana is better for them. I believe that. I'm sure that there's a reason that it's been put here on the planet, and there are some medicinal things. But I think, like anything else, it's like OxyContin. There are huge over usages because of addiction or because of, you know, I don't know.
They were talking statistics on this Saturday, and the number of young people that are using it has grown, you know, a lot. I can't give you exact percentages, but we can get people in here from the, you know, from both sides that can talk about this. Now, the side that is trying to say, no, let us continue to grow outside, is saying, no, there should not be these illegal, you know, grow areas. You know, these people that are breaking the law should be hammered. But to say that you can't grow your plants outside hurts people that are trying to live up to the law. And that moving it inside with all the rules was going to cost people like $12,000 to $15,000 or more to build a greenhouse. I'm not sure how that is, but they're going to come in and they will explain that to us. The people that are against it say, "Look, you know, you've changed our way of life. These people don't care. We're surrounded by these grows that are odoriferous, as you said. They've got dogs. People are warning. One of the guys that was there that they went out to deliver things to." He went out to deliver. They're on a delivery mission, and a guy runs out, points a gun at him, and says, "You come back through here again, we're going to kill you." You know, so that, right, you know, and even though they were not delivering to that address. So you have that problem. So there are these problems. And obviously the sheriff and who can pick up hundreds of thousands of plants. And they use that as an example. Well, you know, the sheriff's already, you know, collecting. Look at this, 96,000 plants. When you've got like 96,000 out of what, maybe a million plants, that's nothing. Or out of 500, it's like saying, oh, look at all the people we picked up coming across the border, and it's only 10%. Oh, we picked up 200,000. Well, we picked up, you know, 100,000 coming across the border this year. It's only 10%. There's a million coming across the border. That's, you know, really, really? You want to use that as an example? Of course not. So the question is how do people who really need marijuana as a medicinal reason, because of either chemotherapy or they can't eat or they can't sleep, for, you know, whatever reason they're using that is truly, truly medical. How do you draw that? How do you draw that that perfect plan up so they can have the marijuana, and yet you have the right to live in your house like Bob does? Bob, you've got grows around you.
There are grows.
Or there were, right? Is that something you enjoy?
When the wind is a certain way, I step outside and I'm going, okay, is that a skunk or is it the blooms?
I think I can tell the distinct difference between a skunk and then they call it skunk because it's smells close to the same fragrance, if you will.
But it gets into the air conditioning and
God. You know. Well, my girlfriend who had the fabulous boutique down on the corner, it was one of my favorite places to go, had a pot, what do you want to call it? You know, pot shop next to her.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it permeated so much through the walls that it started affecting her clothes. It started affecting her business. We know, without saying any names, who it was. And I think you just get tired of it. You know, you can only burn candles for so long. And then you're like, you know what? Somebody's right. And what the, you know, it's intense. Changing subjects. Boston. In the news today, a $350 million gift pledged to Harvard University School of Public Health is the largest single donation in the university's long history and is going to help bolster research in several key areas, including global pandemics. The donation to be formally announced Monday comes from a philanthropic foundation established by the family of T.H. Chan, a Hong Kong real estate developer who died in 1986. In a rarity for Harvard, the school will be renamed the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. The only other school within the university to bear an individual's name is the Harvard Kennedy School, named for John F. Kennedy. $350 million.
A joke out of Mark Beecham's blog. He said he was at a get together, and this very somebody from around town is very well, I guess, connected would know these things. Said, "Hey, did you hear about somebody's buying up all the lots out there at Stillwater?"
Oh,
yeah, buying up all the lots. He says they're going to be like about 1,500 jobs that pay $25 an hour, building high tech electronic equipment. And Beecham says, "I haven't heard that." And the guy goes, "Neither have I." So, you know, another rumor going around out there. I'm telling you what you put out at Stillwater. You put out at Stillwater, and here's is the temporary holding facility and rehabilitation center for all the bad guys that we can build out there. That's what you put out there, so that you've got to get these people, get the bad guys off the street. We'll be right back after these messages with Enjoy Magazine. Carl Linda Bott.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Obama this week is set to lay out his strategy for dealing with the terrorist group Islamic State in a public address on Wednesday. Over the weekend, it was Senator Marco Rubio among the lawmakers appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, and he says that any plan for dealing with IS should involve airstrikes inside of Syria.
All of their supplies, their command and control structure is being operated from there. You cannot defeat ISIL unless you hit them in those parts of Syria that they now control, where the Syrian government is not even present.
Also appearing on CBS's Face the Nation was Congressman Dutch Ruppersberger of California. He says that Senator Rubio's call for sustained airstrikes against the Islamic State is shooting from the hip.
I'm willing to do what we need to do, but I don't want to tell ISIS what we're going to do before we do it. And I think that's what concerns me, to just say go in and bomb them. We need to get results, like we have done.
And President Obama is set to lay out his strategy on Wednesday. Meanwhile, the president's taking some heat for reversing course on immigration reform.
Back in June, the president said he would take executive action on immigration by the end of the summer. He blasted Republicans for failing to act. And now the president is delaying his own immigration plan until after Election Day. Immigration groups are unhappy. Others are decrying the about-face as a calculated political move aimed at protecting red state Democrats this November. Greg Clugston, SRN News, The White House.
Strong winds blew through an Atlanta regional airport and damaged several planes last night.
I actually crawled underneath my airplane.
That's B.J. Elias, who says small planes like his are no match for strong winds, as he explained to WSB.
They're not real heavy to begin with. They may be 1,500 pounds, so 100-mile-an-hour wind picks them up and it just throws them.
At least four planes were overturned. About a dozen others were damaged. This is SRN News.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us, juggling work and care, with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent, or nurturing a sick child, or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. Fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your Health Mart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you, with advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because Health Marts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At Health Mart, we care for caregivers, and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
A spokesman says S. Truett Caffey, who started the post-war diner in Atlanta that became the Chick-fil-A restaurant chain, has passed away at the ripe old age of 93. In a 2011 interview, Truett Caffey said that faith has guided his career in business.
I believe the Bible to be the roadmap and blueprint for our lives, and operating a restaurant, how you should treat your people.
And Caffey is widely viewed as one of the most successful businessmen in America, one who upheld a Christian values.
Forecasters say the tropical storm Norbert's going to weaken into a tropical depression sometime today, but that could mean some heavy rains off the Baja coast and also the southwestern United States.
It's going to lead to some expanding showers and heavier thunderstorms from California across Arizona and parts of Nevada, Utah, and Colorado over the next 24 to 36, 48 hours.
It's Bruce Sullivan at the National Weather Service, and this is SRN News. Authorities in Northern California were searching for a mountain lion that attacked a six-year-old boy yesterday as he hiked with his family near a winery. Matt Anderson is a chief park ranger for Santa Clara County.
The group of hikers was kind of strung out on the trail, as we understand, and the mountain lion seemed to come from a higher point on the trail, jumped on the trail, and jumped on its back.
The good news is the child is expected to recover from his injuries after he was rescued by two adults. Fuel price analyst Toby Lundberg reports the cost of gasoline took a little dip over the past couple of weeks, and she says that has a lot to do with the tail end of a decline related to the falling price of crude oil.
Lower crude oil prices have been driving retail gasoline prices down for several weeks. In fact, it's been 11 weeks now, to the tune of 25 cents per gallon crash.
And she says the crude oil being cheaper is going to end soon, but the switch to winter-grade gasoline is cheaper for refiners, and that's going to be passed on as well. More details at SRNnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It is 8:05 in the morning, September the 8th, a Monday. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning to everybody. I hope everybody's having a great day. We started off this week with a lot of things we're talking about, but let's go to the weather here. So what's it going to look like today?
Well, currently, it's believe it or not, it's the weather's kind of flying around, but currently 64 degrees in the downtown studios. We have temperatures that are going to reach around 96, not into the triple digits yet. However, it looks like our forecasts for Wednesday and Thursday are going to be 100+. Tonight we're going to have mostly clear with temperatures around 62, and our evenings are in the kind of in the lower 60s throughout the week, and not too much wind, which is great. I'm having totally allergies from that wind that we've had before. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's locally owned and operated, where it's great. It's very cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. Give them a call for any of your needs where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. I love the fact this is one of my favorite times of the month, always. Very proud that we have such a wonderful publication in the North State. And with us this morning is Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy Magazine. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, September's a strange month because it's kind of the interim between
it is
summer and fall.
Mm-hmm.
And here in Reading, it's very strange because you can actually have some cool mornings that give you that feeling that winter is here or fall is here. And then the very next day, it's 100 degrees.
Yeah. Tell me.
And that happens all the way through October.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And October is always my favorite month. I love the fall. Mm-hmm. And so coming up, you've got the kids. It's back to school. Everybody, yeah. you can feel that whole couple weeks where kids are back to school. Yeah. I got to get back into the, you know, talking to the daughter-in-law yesterday with the grandkids and the soccer and the baseball and the blah.
I was telling Rhonda this morning when she came in, I was sitting on the couch. I was like, oh, she's like, what? And I'm like, oh, this morning. I said, school, you know, one of my sons goes to elementary school that's up in Old Shasta, and then my other boys go all the way out in Palisadro, so they're literally on opposite sides of town. And
how do you do that?
Well, normally it's Yvonne takes them one direction, mm-hmm. I take them the other direction, but this morning, because I'm here, it all falls on to Yvonne.
Okay.
So, yeah, so this, but then they have soccer, and at their school they have to do game day dress, which is formal with a tie, and so it was,
oh,
you know, this
really?
Morning it's just all, you know, where's your tie? Where's the belt?
I like that.
Yeah.
That's cool. I didn't know that.
Our boys at their school, when they are in a sport and they have a game that day, they're required to dress out what's considered game day dress.
We did that in high school.
Oh, I think that's classy.
We've done that in high school before.
I like that.
So, yeah, it just is a level of respect for when they're traveling to the other schools. And,
yeah.
So anyway,
everybody can kind of identify.
Yeah.
So this is not our typical Monday, though. We're one Monday back.
Monday off because last weekend, of course, was Labor Day. So thank you so much for coming in today.
No, well, thanks for having us today. I was out of town last week. So yep. Were you?
No, I never get to leave.
Well, let's find out what's happening in September's issue. What's happening with Enjoy? And besides the issue, what's going on with you guys?
Well,
new publications.
Yeah, we're launching the Visalia magazine in October, which we're working on now.
Which is called Enjoy South Valley.
Ooh.
Because it's part of Tulare County, King County, so in the Central Valley down, you know, the Fresno area. So we're delving into that new marketplace. It'll be our first of two expansions in our magazine. This one will actually be going to press first for the first time, and so we're really excited about that. And we actually have a new store operational in that marketplace already.
Oh, really? Store.
Yep.
Wow. So that's
franchising out.
That's Visalia, which is the home of these beautiful sweet onions. Onions. I know about that. I mean, because you know, you can see
Carl likes to cook.
Okay, who was born in Visalia, California?
Mm.
All right, ready?
I don't know.
Andy Devine.
Oh,
check it out.
Okay.
I could be wrong on that one, but that's what I'd always heard. That's
interesting.
Of course, you don't even know who Andy Devine is, I guess.
I'm like trying
unless
to be
you're over the age of 50.
I'm like Andy Devine.
He played stripper. He played Jingles in Wild Bill Hickok, and then in the movie Stagecoach, the famous one in 1939, he was the Stagecoach driver.
Oh, cool!
Anyway,
so a Western star.
Good
trivia.
Yeah, good trivia there.
It has nothing to do with your store or your magazine.
That, and then while everybody was gone this weekend, I undertook the beginning phases of our remodel.
You mean Enjoy? You're going to remodel again?
Yes, we're expanding again.
Okay, does that mean you're taking that?
No, that just means that the magazine, my poor little sweet Rhonda Ball here, I'm putting her into the wardrobe closet.
So that's where the office is now, and now we're going to be more store.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. More store. Well, I tell you what, you got tons of product.
Yeah, and tons more in the wings.
Tons more in the wings. And I can't wait because, you know, of course it is, you know, I always like to shop. But the rule of thumb used to be that I would Christmas shop and have it basically all done by the late October.
You're good.
I haven't really followed through. That used to be, I think, I don't know what happened. But anyway, so it's good to shop in October.
I bought my first Christmas present for this year.
Oh, did you?
Yesterday, yes. Oh. And my wife and I had gone to Costco to get something, and we just picked a couple things up for our twins because they were good price and something that they could use during that time of year. And I said, let's just start and get a little ahead on the game.
Yes.
However, what did make me angry was the fact that Costco already has its Christmas stuff.
I saw that. Big ribbons.
I bought $100 worth of ribbon for the store. I didn't mind that part, but they had all the stuff up, and I'm like, it's not even.
Well, when it comes to Christmas, they don't have it because they're already now into the.
Yeah.
Let's talk about now. When do you start really putting out your holiday? Because I know that I bought some of those tea towels for Thanksgiving, and I need those.
We are just starting to put out our fall kind of
things. Excellent.
So fall, meaning fall, Halloween stuff. But our Christmas won't start rolling in until after Halloween.
What about Thanksgiving?
Yeah,
so
Thanksgiving
you can get the pumpkin.
So, yeah, we try to do, and, you know, our store isn't all about the themes. It's always about, you know, the vendors.
Mm-hmm.
So we always do a section of the store that's greeted for that holiday, not the whole store. Because that's really not our MO.
All right, so let's talk about the magazine. And what do you have?
This issue, Rhonda is saying, I'm looking at it myself as well, but is a very heavily event-oriented issue. So there are a lot of things going
on. Lots going on in September.
The one that I really like and we do things with and we've had a wonderful experience is one of the very first things we ever did in our first issue of our magazine is the Manton Apple Festival. Which has become a big deal.
Big deal.
Our very first issue of our magazine, when we did it at the end of that year, we actually did a thank you, and we did fresh apples from Dove Farms, hand-picked apples that we gave to all of our clients. And we got to go through the farm, and the people that own it are very, very nice. And they have, I don't remember how many, 20, 30 different types of apple trees on the property. And he took us around and literally hand-picked apples off of each tree and with his pocket knife cut pieces for us. And there were like
amazing apples that I didn't even know existed in the world, but like banana apple, which tastes like banana. Ooh. And there were, do you remember?
I didn't go.
Oh, you didn't go? Oh.
I think it was you and Yvonne.
Was it maybe? And then we took the kids. That's right. And then there were lemon apples. And so, I mean, all these different apples that are from all over the world that they grow that really are just amazing how they taste. So anyway, so yeah, so the Manton Apple Festival is getting ready to kick off.
When is that?
That is October 4th, and it starts at 9 a.m. and goes through 4, and it's free admission and free parking, and it is at the Manton Elementary School on Forward
Road. When you get free admission and free parking for a festival, that's fantastic.
And last year, they baked over 180 pies for the event, and they did that in the Grange Hall that's there. So just kind of, you know, anything
apple
that's done
pie.
At a Grange Hall, you know, come on.
Mm.
How, that's so American.
Yeah.
It is. It is.
We need to ride our Harley up
apple
there.
Apple pie, Grange Halls. Yeah.
Okay,
you know?
We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years. Have an emergency? Call Martiner's people, and they're there for you 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They can take care of all models and makes of heating and cooling systems. Warranties, guarantees are available. Alliance Heating and Air, give them a call at 221-2642. They will take care of your, they'll take care of any of your cooling needs, and it's, hey, the hot weather is still here with us. And then maybe it's time to start, looking at your heating systems also, because that's coming up on us. Check out their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back after these messages with Enjoy Magazine, James Masada, Rhonda Ball, and of course, Linda Bott. We'll be right back.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Zoe from Zoe's Travel Shop in the Mount Shasta Mall.
We're open 7 days a week for all your traveling needs. Make travel fun where you can find items that are safe and fashionable. We carry brands such as Ex Officio, PacSave, Dakine, Eagle Creek, and Briggs & Riley. That's Zoe's Travel Shop located in the Mount Shasta Mall.
From city streets to country gravel, your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart.
The summer is a good time to give your irrigation system a tune-up. Remove anything blocking the sprinkler heads and fix any broken ones. Look at the spray heads on your sprinklers while they're working. Adjust them to avoid overspray onto driveways and sidewalks. Excess water flowing into the gutter doesn't help your landscape, and it can pollute our creeks and rivers. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
You shot a house, but I can't hear a word.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:19 in the morning, September the 8th, Monday, 64 degrees out there. Going to be a really nice day, going up to the mid-90s. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at kcnr1460.com.
Hey, I want to invite everybody to come out and join me. I'm really excited because I've joined together with Wind River in the Elements Lounge, where they're going to let me go in and recreate that lounge into, a kickback of the vibe of a good lounge era. White, you know, linen tablecloths and candlelight and, just, you know, we're going to be doing some stuff 1 month out of the year. So Thursday, October 2nd.
One day out of the month.
Thank you. Thursday, October 2nd, I'll be there from 7 to 9, and it's going to be called Lady Bott and the Bluebirds. So Pat Karch is going to be on keyboards, and Bruce Kalen's on stand-up bass, and Bobby Veramendes is on drums. And just come on in for cocktails. We're going to do a kickback era of, like, when you used to have great lounge acts. And go dress up and have a great cocktail and, you know, just enjoy a neat vibe. So come and join us that night, October 2nd. Mark your calendar. 8:20 in the morning, and this morning we have James Masada and Rhonda Ball. We are talking about the issue of Enjoy Magazine for September. Back to school and all the good stuff. Rhonda, what do you have? You got the flight or fancy. Oh, my gosh.
The air show is coming.
Yay.
And I have tickets. I'm going to go get them right now.
All right.
You have a couple of tickets to give away to the air show.
Oh,
plus,
cool.
You know what? So you've got a great photo there.
Isn't that cool?
Yes. And
P51.
Actually, yeah, the exchange.
Is that what
club.
That is?
Let me see again. I appreciate it.
That's
yeah.
a P.
Yeah. No. It's a P51.
No, the P-51 is the Mustang, sir.
Oh, the P-51 is the Mustang, so it's the P-38. This is the twin boom. This is the twin boom fighter plane that took down Yamamoto. In fact, during World War II, not this one specifically, but it was the one because it had a great range, and they found him anyway. P-38.
The Japanese called it the twin-tail devil.
That's right. It is a P-38. Well, the P-51 was the Mustang. Anyway, but a beautiful photo, and here it is.
Yeah,
it's that time again.
The end of this month. The 27th.
27th and 28th. Yeah, that's right. Of this month.
Yes, and the Exchange Club's been doing it for years, and they do a great job. And
does it say who our jets are going to be this year?
It's the Canadian
Snowbirds.
Snowbirds, yeah.
Yeah. Because they rotate them, don't they? Usually it's like Snowbirds. Yeah.
Well,
and
you know,
Angels
the thing, they try to. The big problem they're having, though, is it's because of the sequestration, is getting, you know, in the United States. Groups to fly, military to fly, because of the lack of money. So I think this year they've got one of the few air shows that
have got Canadian neighbors to do it.
Well, the Canadians bring the whole Air Force down here because they don't need an Air Force because we protect them. wait a minute, I didn't say that. Okay, I did say that. No, but they do. But they put on a great show also.
Yeah.
And plus all the other things that are going on.
Well, listen, you know, I think that's fantastic, and we've been before. It is an amazing show. We didn't have it last year, but this year, I've got two tickets here for the first caller. By the way, this is for Saturday, September 27th, or Sunday, September 28th. These are $17 tickets, and it says bring chairs, no ice chests, no refunds. You don't have to worry about that, because when you call, you get free tickets here. Mm-hmm. Air show held, rain or shine. So these are general admission tickets. Give us a call, 605-4567, and you get two tickets to the air show.
And on the back of the tickets, you get a buy one, get one free. Dutch Bros.
Man,
Dutch Bros.
Thank
air.
You.
So, 605-4567, and you can go to the air show here. Okay.
What's the air show.
That's a big thing.
So okay. Another big event that's coming up that I love, because there's nothing better than beef and beer, it's the Beef and Brew in downtown Reading. I mean, Red Bluff. I'm sorry. Forgive me, Red Bluff. Downtown Red Bluff. So this is a big event that's, you know, as you know, Tehama County is a massive beef producer. There are actually more cattle in Tehama County than there are people. And so on September 20th, they, in downtown Red Bluff, basically shut the downtown and, you know, shops come out. And it's a fifth annual Beef and Brew. And I'm trying to think. It's the cattle or cattle women that throw this big event on. It's now become one of the largest events in Tehama County each year. So
yeah.
This is something where you can come do samples and tasting of all the different kind of beefs and cuts and then do microbrew while you're strolling in downtown Red Bluff.
You don't like this, do you?
I love it.
So you can walk around chewing on beef and sipping beer.
And if you just so happen to be walking downtown September 20th, you can stop into the Enjoy Store.
Love it.
And pick up maybe even a glass of wine.
Yes, because you wine tasting there. Yeah.
This is in Red Bluff. So September 20th, you know what? I may go to this one. Because well, you know what? You've given this one the seal of approval, right?
If you haven't done downtown Red Bluff in a long time, it's
cool.
Really worth going. There's a lot of really great shops that have opened. Some friends of ours just opened up a new culinary store where you can go in and do cooking classes and taste. You know, there are five or six new shops just on the block that our store has opened on. It's the 600 block. There's plenty of places to eat. There's, you know, handmade ice cream. You know, you can get a glass of wine or a coffee. I had a Chinese dish the other day across the street at one of the Chinese restaurants from the store. It was amazing. I mean, I just was really happy because it's old-time America. You get that feel. The buildings are beautiful. Everybody is so nice. And you can just stroll and eat and do stuff, you know?
Red Bluff is on the move.
It is. It really is.
Okay. Yes. All right. What else we have
Fantastic.
Here?
Fantastic. Beef and brew. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Another cool story we have in this issue is about a Welsh corgi who was who won Best in Show at Westminster.
We saw that. Believe it or not, because we watched that.
We love to watch that.
It's a great show.
Awesome.
Guilty pleasure.
And the dog lives in Red Bluff part time, and they live in Gold Beach,
Oregon.
The other part time. So, a really neat story. And they have two corgis, and the one that won isn't with them very much because it's, you know, always in shows. So
I think we talked to the owner of this because we got a phone number for them. And I think we talked to
him
on the show one time about this dog.
Fantastic that you guys covered the story.
Yeah.
Interesting. So they got one dog that's kind of their pet all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one that's the star.
Right.
That's the ugly
off on the road.
That's the ugly stepsister.
I wonder if they talk with each other like, bitch.
So that's a really neat story. I thought it was really sweet.
Okay, we're just going to
cut
those.
That. No.
He's talking about the dog.
Yes, of course.
I know. You know, the thing about that is I wonder, because I know it's expensive to put these dogs on the road like that, but where do they make their money? Do they make the money? How do they make money on these? I mean, on stud fees or like this, if it's a male dog, or selling the puppies if it's a female. That this was a Westminster champion,
I would imagine,
so the puppies are worth this much for the bloodlines because people.
Well, do they win a purse just like any other athlete?
I'm not sure,
like beauty competition or whatever.
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Could you imagine? You know what I want to see? I know this is going to because. I want to see.
Can't wait to hear it, James.
I want to see beauty pageant for people that are like the dogs, where they like stick them up on a table and check their teeth and
make sure that their bones are intact,
their nails are.
Yeah, are they fake or are they real?
Look under their tail.
Look under their tail. Yeah, you know. And you see how it cracks me up how they prop those little dogs up on the table. They pick them up. It's like a corn cob. They like pick them up from the back and the front, and they just like the nose and the butt, and they go eat, and they stick them up on the table.
Yes, they do.
And
what do you they do? Look
and
at their gums.
And then you chase them. Then you chase them around a ring.
Yeah,
with a stick.
No.
See how they move.
Okay, you guys.
You know what? This is going way too far.
This is Monday morning madness. Okay, let's go into your next. I'm going to pull the reins back in. Let's go back into.
This could be for bodybuilders and everybody, right?
Okay. So. Let's go back into what else is in the September issue. We have a few minutes left before we have to take the break.
So we'll go quickly then in the What's in Store.
Oh,
so we have.
I love this.
This month for our What's in Store. store for Enjoy the Store is Nancy Reese, who is one of our original potters that has been with us since we've opened. And she is a lovely, lovely lady. And I got to go take the pictures in her home, and it was the first time I've been in. And she brings us quite a bit of pottery and wind chimes and all these things, which are beautiful. But I went into her home, and her home is like a friggin' museum.
Really?
And I said, wow, Nancy, this stuff's beautiful. You've been probably collecting it from years all over. And she goes, no, I made – well, I mean, yes, years, but I made it. And I said, you made these Native American Indian out of, you know, you know, clay, and then they're decorated with flower. I mean, with feathers and all this stuff. And then she's got, you know, these beautiful Asian pots that are all done in these different sizes that she's hand brushed in gold leaf, and these polar bears that are really abstract Japanese kind of art. And I said, these are all yours? And she said, yeah. And I said, your stuff that you bring me in the store is absolutely gorgeous and beautiful, but why aren't you bringing any of this stuff? And she goes, oh, I didn't know that you might want, you would want it. And I said, want it? I said, this is like museum quality stuff. And she's like, yeah, I know, but, you know, I just didn't think. And I'm like, hell yeah, I want this. So she's going to start firing up her stuff and start bringing in some of this really incredibly beautiful.
You'll have to have a special case.
Pieces.
Yeah. Special
so
cases.
She is the sweetest person. She comes in regularly. She's so cool as a vendor because she comes in and she does her inventory. She brings product in all the time. I mean, she's just really, really a
pleasant
neat lady
to work with. Huh?
Yeah.
I really enjoyed in back in my day when you went to school, you got to take these classes. I really enjoyed pottery. I think it was a summer school or something that and I went back into the district park and district in Sacramento and took pottery. I love it. It is such a these people who really can know how to throw a pot.
And she
such
and she
an
did.
Art.
She didn't even have anything set up when I went to the picture because she didn't know that's what I wanted. So I said, well, can you get on your potter wheel? And she's like, oh, yeah, I suppose if you want me to. And literally she just ripped out a piece of clay and smashed it up and started and then threw it on the wheel.
Man.
And just fired it up and got her clay, you know, her fingers wet and stuff. And literally like within like it had to have been 60 seconds.
Yeah.
She had a sculpture of you.
Yeah. And yeah. It was like, wow, how in the
well,
world?
Well, it's not – people don't realize it's not to balance –
that was
to
the
really
thing.
To balance a piece of clay and have it, it's just not easy.
Yep.
So.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, the North State's nutrition experts located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. In-store deli, nutritionists on the staff to help you. Free classes in the uni, free water. When you purchase things there, that is absolutely the finest store. If you're interested in your health care and being healthy, this is one of the finest stores in all of Northern California to go into. Again, located in Cypress Square Shopping Center, Orchard Nutrition is your center for a healthy lifestyle. We go there all the time. We'll be right back. Rhonda Ball, James Masada. Enjoy the magazine. And I guess we should be saying enjoy the magazines.
Zzz.
And we'll be right back.
Our world needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes begin in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with 5 types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
The home of good health in Redding for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Redding community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas Tynan and holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. And we are so happy to have Enjoy Magazine. Carl and Linda Bott, if you're tuning in here, happy Monday morning. It's 8:34. And it looks like it's about 65 degrees. We're going to have about 92 today. Going to be in the triple digits this week. We are here with Enjoy Magazine talking about what's happening in the September issue.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop, right across from Subway off Athens Avenue and the Cypress Square Shopping Center. All right. We've talked about a lot of things. Pooches and brew and beef and the new stores that are the new magazines that Enjoy is getting ready to launch or is launched already. What else do we have? What else is going on here in the North State this coming month?
That you guys cover all the time so brilliantly.
Yeah, it is. Piece in here that I just think is great. I like those. I know that there are some people that would argue with you that maybe they're not necessary. I don't know. But I love some of those makeover shows.
I do, too. Are you talking about people or houses?
People. And yes, houses. Both. Anything. Yeah. Anything that's made over. I think it's just fun to watch the transformation. But this is an article that we did on page 83, and it's called Promising Smile Gives Hope to Low-Income Women. And it's a life can turn on a smile and return. And it's a great thing with the Seroptimus of Reading providing low-income women with the ability to have their teeth redone.
Fantastic.
We have some before and afters in here to just show these women are it's just so amazing.
Yeah. What a difference.
Something so simple as a smile can be an absolute life-changing experience. It just depends. You know, we all focus on certain things on people, and I happen to be one of those people where teeth is really – the smile is just so engaging to me, you know. I think that was when I was growing up. I was busy watching the Osmonds variety show, and when they would smile,
Farrah Fawcett.
Yeah, I got hooked on the teeth in the 70s.
Yeah, absolutely. But healthy white, healthy teeth. Yep. Well, you know, it says a lot. Let's think about that. Do you remember when you grew up or you were missing a tooth or you had a chipped tooth? You know, really was, you thought, it was kind of like having a big zit. You know, you're looking at my cracked tooth, aren't you? So you can imagine if you then grew up and didn't have the means to really take care of maybe teeth that weren't healthy and maybe it was a dead tooth or something. And to think that, you know, there is an organization out there such as Seroptimus that has taken a campaign to focus on helping women with their teeth get back in the workplace.
Exactly.
Good teeth can be the difference between getting a job or not.
Absolutely.
People might not say that out loud. But seriously, if you've got somebody representing your company.
Judging a book by its cover, I'm sorry, but it unfortunately is
part
human nature. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you see somebody that smiles or somebody that and their teeth are bad, a lot of things come to mind, mm-hmm. you know, not good things typically, you know. So Yeah. So I think it's just a great opportunity, you know, and there are some people that just are born with teeth that are really fragile and stuff. And so they have, they've done nothing wrong. And yet, you know, they just have this unfortunate,
well, thank you for covering that, because I think that the Women's Fund has, they did a campaign for with the very same thing, where they selected women that were in need of something kind of like this.
Exactly.
And really appreciate that we're so fortunate in the North State to have these, you know, wonderful organizations that think and we'll take action that way. So if you're just tuning in, we are with Enjoy Magazine. It's James Masada, Rhonda Ball. Once a month, we have them on our morning show. And we talk about the issues of the Enjoy issue of September and the articles. And what we love about Enjoy is that you cover, what, 13 counties?
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. I mean, more than that, but that's what we claim right now. So, I mean, we reach out to basically Northern California, which is north of Sacramento.
How often are you booked out? How far out are you booked out with articles and special things where people want to know, like, here, cover this for it. You need to cover this.
About 6 to 8 months. We have an editorial calendar that's pretty filled until, I think right now, we've got stories through March or April. But as we get further down the road, there's holes that need to be filled. And a lot of times a story won't turn out or won't work out, so we have a lot of story pitches that I hold in a folder that I can refer to when we have a hole that we have to fill or whatever.
Do y'all ever do political?
No.
It's very rare. I mean, I was going to say, don't think I've ever seen that. I think that's cool.
We don't do political, and we really try and stay away from anything that has any kind of controversy, so...
Well, and there are some people that are like, but like that's philosophy that when we started this magazine, that was non-controversial, non-political,
you know,
uplifting, positive. Right. I mean, that's
Arizona just, highways, any of these big ones, you don't see somebody taking sides in these big fights.
No.
So, and I think that's
because there are
Sunset Magazine.
There are plenty of arenas around for that.
Yes.
I mean, that's just not our genre.
Have you done anything on haunted? You've done stuff on haunted areas, haven't you?
Haunted houses. Not specifically, but...
Yeah. On the coast. Where is that? Trinidad.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we did something. A guy does a tour in downtown Eureka, I think it is.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Wow.
That makes sense. Well, you've got something open there called room service.
We have a story about old-time bed and breakfast that is downtown. And,
haunted.
It's not haunted.
I'm just joking.
Downtown in Reading?
Uh-huh.
Really?
And it's B&B, and it hasn't been open for very long. And
we've got quite a few B&Bs that have popped up around here.
Yeah.
Well, Janelle, we know Janelle has got the two, Bridge House and the one next to her. But where is this located?
This one is on Placer Street at 2067 Placer Street.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I've seen that one.
Actually, I live in the Garden Tract, and my next-door neighbor, Richard, him and his wife or ex-wife, I'm not sure, but, I mean, they're still very close. But she has a house that's over there off of, what street is it?
I think it's your street.
Is it might be your street?
Uh-huh. It's Chestnut.
Is it Chestnut?
It's like a big one. Yes.
Big,
they've been working on for like 5 or 6
goodness.
Years.
Yes. Oh, okay.
And I think that's ultimately what they want to turn
that
into.
Yes,
that
was going to be. They were bringing in all types
that's
of stuff.
That's been going on for 7 years now.
Yeah.
Exactly. Renovating.
But that thing probably has needed it. But yeah, so my next door neighbor in the Garden Tract, Richard, actually, that's partly his
home. That's beautiful.
That'll be beautiful when it's done.
We've been inside.
It's like an old Victorian mansion.
Yeah.
And so they're around here, the beautiful homes.
Fantastic,
I think would be great to convert into those B&Bs, you know?
Uh-huh.
It'd be cool to have a B&B block.
The B&B block.
Well, it's one of those things, though, we just need to keep expanding. You know, we're talking about the theater section downtown.
The reason to come here.
The reasons to come here. And also that if you have, like, the theater section downtown, if you have the riverfront, and also on the articles this weekend about Trish Harris opening a looking to open up a cabaret and your places down there, then a cascade, is that you have some B&Bs down there and people can just walk on down.
Right.
Because one of the things that we need around here is a place for people to stay that they feel good about, as opposed to staying in there and fighting, you know, for a parking place with somebody that you don't want to fight with.
Right.
Because they choose to lay there. Mm-hmm. But so B&Bs for that, would, you know, I think are good. And then again, building up the theater area and other things down here, which are just great.
Speaking of that, not that we want to get into that, but the other day I went in, you know, we have a problem where over kind of where we're at, there's the parking garage. And, you know, I wish people in Reading would get a little bit better about parking and walking downtown, and I understand some of their concerns, but there is a place in the parking garage where, you know, there are people that choose to use that as kind of like their home sometimes. Somebody obviously got intolerant, and the other day I got out of my car in the parking structure and I thought, what in the world is that smell? It smells like my grandmother's house. And my grandmother used to put those mothballs throughout the house.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody took literally looks like 100 boxes of mothballs and dumped them all over the area where these people usually – those people were not there because you could not
– it worked.
You could not tolerate this. It was so pungent, the mothball smell in the parking garage. But I thought, that's a different smell. I'd rather smell that, I think, than anything else.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Yeah, we don't want to get into them because this goes for another whole show, which we're going to be talking about anyway with people. But that was one of the discussions during the debate going on with the city council.
But right now.
We're going to take a quick break. And this portion of the show has been brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. Head no further than 555 Cypress Avenue. Let your neighbors make a great deal with you on a Ford, Dodge Ram, Lincoln, or Nissan. I tell you, the Dodge Ram is the 2014 and 15 truck of the year. I mean, you can't get any better than that. 2 years in a row, it's never happened. Also, if you're just looking for other makes and models, they have them all. So if you're looking for a previously owned car, truck, or SUV, head down to Reading Crown Motors. Give them a call at 223-2177. Keep your tax money in town. We'll be right back after these messages with Enjoy Magazine, Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens. And this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Ooh, I like it. Crazy what I'm about to say. You know, Pharrell I'm still Williams. Not tired of the song. And yesterday when we were watching the 49ers and Cowboys, I wanted to see some of the cheerleaders. Oh, yeah. Show me your booty thing. And so what happened, they were playing this song, and you just saw just a little bit of a hiney shake.
Uh-huh.
But I wanted to see what they were doing, and the NFL's not really showing that. Then the other thing I noticed, welcome back to KCNR 1460, and this is a little, you know.
Here it is, Monday, what the I 8th of September, 64 degrees out there.
Is that, you know, a lot of, I was just kind of wondering if you noticed this too. That when the games are going on and the players are or injured or they're walking off or somebody makes a touchdown or, you know there was a couple fumbles and things like that, when you're looking at the sidelines, it's like everybody's doing their own thing. Like, what happened to the attention on the game? You know, like the guy who just made a, you know, these guys had their backs turned to him.
Uh-huh.
And they were in their khakis, and they had their backs turned to me. Just made a touchdown. I was like, why aren't you facing
I think that may be the security guys, honey.
Could be.
Oh, it could be.
The security guys.
And then the cheerleaders, when one guy's walking off, they're posing. The five, somebody's taking a camera, and the guy's walking off to the stands and sprained, you know, hurt his
arm. It's become such a business, oh, I think. Yeah. That, but I think fans still like it. But
and when you're there at the games, you can. I mean, the cheerleaders are, you know, and they rotate around the field. Well, so.
I haven't been in a while, but I was just what you saw from the camera. And I just thought, well, that's kind of weird. I just want to see everybody. You know, now, college is a whole different ballgame.
Way different.
Oh, my God.
So much
college
fun.
Is so exciting. You know, I'm screaming in the walking through the house, screaming, it's just because it's infectious.
Yep.
Guess this week. you know, it's Monday, and, you know, of course, we really enjoy the magazine here and enjoy the store. People going to be on the show this week are our chief of police, of course. We're going to be down for 9/11 to be not celebrating that, but remembering that there at the giant flag. We've got somebody that's going to come in and talk about being under siege in her own home from illegal camps and how her life has changed and drastically over the last year and the fact how she has to it's caused material damage to her, plus all different types of things. And hers is just one story out of hundreds that we've heard. All this week.
Homeless camps, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the homeless camps, because they're and, you know, I hate to say homeless camps because it's not, you know, it's they're there in places where it's illegal and they do things, cutting fences and
defecate
and
all over her property.
But you don't want to tar everybody that's homeless with this. But these are people that destroy property, break in, steal things, and people fear for their lives now because there just seems to be they're overrun with this. But she'll be in later this week to talk about that. And
didn't we have like three fires this last week alone
from illegal illegal camps? That's right.
This lady lost
fences and trees and all this.
Yeah.
And we want to have her in, and then we want to talk, of course, about how do we lose 1.2 billion gallons of water. So we're going to talk about that.
Except there's
four or five of those going on.
Speaking of 9/11 and coming up with the 9/11 and, you know, everything that where we also honor, you know, we're going to be thinking about what happened with our country at that particular point in 9/11. It does become a somber day when we think about, you know, that our country was invaded. Borders are important. And you are talking about we honor our veterans. And Looking Homeward is an article that you've got in your Enjoy September issue.
We do. It's called Looking Homeward, and it's on page 79. And it's Shasta Public Library's community read theme, A War Comes Home. And this is a very interesting program. So this month and next month, all branches of the Shasta Public Libraries will join 42 other libraries statewide in a California Read program funded by the Cal Humanities on the theme War Comes Home, designed to educate an open dialogue on the sensitive and controversial topic. And the chosen book for this is What is it Like to Go to War by Vietnam Marine First Lieutenant. And there's a part in here, too, that we, you know, this is one of our our articles that Claudia Mosby does, and where we review some books. And there's also another review on The Stranger in My Bed, which I know you guys have actually covered quite a bit. And we sell the book by one of our local authors whose husband has suffered from PTSD, and her whole struggle to come to grips, manage, figure out, and write a book to help others that are in the same situation as well.
The other book is written by this Marine First Lieutenant who was awarded the Navy Cross, the second highest award for valor that the United States can award. And he talks about the impact on war on young men, how they're 18 years old and they're in one day they're in a slaughter mode or a shoot and kill mode because that's what we need them to do because obviously you're in war. This is from Vietnam. And, you know, and then the impact it has on them later in their lives. How do we, you know, what are we doing about this? He's going to be one of the speakers. He won't be up here, I don't believe, but he will be calling in.
He's a Rhodes Scholar, and his name is Carl Marlantis.
Yeah, and he's written a couple other books too. But on this is going to be at the library, and they're going to have also panels from with veterans on it, including, I believe, Tad Donahoe, who is one of our local kids that went off to war, was been in two different documentaries, Restrepo and the return, you know, the other one, Korngal, which was about the valley they were in. So this is something that, that the library is putting on, and they're putting a big effort out on it. You're going to be able to, I think the Shasta County Access Channel is going to be taping part of it to be able to show it later on.
Okay.
So it's something that I'm really glad that you all brought out here.
Yeah.
Okay, I just got an email. I just want to share it with you because you guys are going to love this. The Monday in August that Rhonda and James were on the air and disclosed that they were possibly going to open a store in Visalia. On the same day, on that same day, I had a lady come by the visitor's desk at Turtle Bay for information about our area that lives in Visalia. What a coincidence. I try to always inquire where the visitors live. Since I have the Enjoy magazine there, I pulled it out first and told her about the Enjoy store and the fabulous magazine and how popular it is. And there was possibly the opening of the store in Visalia. She was delighted and even came back and thanked me again for the magazine. Just one of the many joys of being in the Reading area visitor in rep visitor info rep at Turtle Bay. Carla Linda, what would I do without Casey and R? I'm sort of a little plugged there. She just wrote this. This is just another example of how valuable your station is keeping us current and what is happening with our beloved Reading. So there you go. Isn't that cool?
That's
about
really
that's how I That's love awesome. The synchronistic.
And, you know, what's really exciting is October will mark our 8th year.
Oh.
Do you believe that?
What are you guys doing?
Well, I'm not eating cake because I'm on a diet.
You have been amazing. You have.
Well, how about beef?
Half of James came in today.
Half of James came in.
Yes, I will do the beef.
Eighth year.
It's our 8th birthday.
Do you ever look back in the, you know, we look back when all of a sudden we're, gosh, this year we'll be starting our, you know, hopefully we'll be starting our 6th year, you know, after December, finishing our 5th year. So, I mean, do you ever look back and say,
oh, gosh, yes.
You know, how one is, you wake up in the middle of the night and go, how did we get into this, first of all?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then here you are.
Yep.
Expanding.
And it's really endearing to look back at our first few issues, and I look at it and go, gosh, it was just such a baby then.
It was such a baby. And by the way, that lovely email shout out to you was from Bonnie Sharp.
Oh,
and she,
really
yeah, Bonnie's great.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Yeah. So,
and thanks for the hard work of continuing, you know, because her presence is the face of Reading for many people.
Yes.
So the hard work there
amazing.
To get people to to engage with them and to give them something gives them a place, you know, in their heart to remember Reading by, which is, I think, awesome.
80,000 cars pass by our exits every day. You'd love to have – wouldn't it be great to have 10% of them stop? You know, or come through and start going through different parts of our area up here, Manton, you know, Shingletown, Whiskeytown, even French Gulch. Going up there and just to see these different places, head on up to Weaverville. It would be it's wonderful. And she's one of the people that when they come in there, she is very very proactive with this. And unfortunately, that we can't. You know that pulling in those people, it's gonna, you know,
it's
with
work.
Everybody. It is work, and everybody needs to work at it if we're going.
I've always
to make
wondered
it
though with cities, and I don't know if there's obviously ordinances and laws, but Wouldn't you think if you wanted to get people off the road, you should do something like that's really kind of monumental, that catches people's eyes, that pull them off the road? You know, something, I don't know.
Heck yeah.
Like just whatever it may be.
Yeah. But I'm all for the city walk down in Reading. I really am.
You know, when we asked, y'all asked earlier, you know, we talked about, you know, people that call in on Mondays and our Tea Party people, that, mm-hmm. you know, and it looks like they're on the road, but they sent somebody sent an email. If you can mention at the Reading City Council candidates, there's going to be another debate tonight at the Reading Tea Party meeting at the Destiny Fellowship Church at 6 p.m. So that's a Destiny Fellowship Church on, that's 2570 South Bonneview Road, the Reading City Council candidates debate there starting at 6 p.m. Okay, cool.
And you'll be here the third Thursday taking the 6 o'clock spot. And I look forward to when I'm out and about listening to you.
I wonder if you're ever listening.
Oh yes, I do listen.
We do listen. We listen to.
It depends on if I'm
at
an event.
All of our shows.
If I'm at an event, then of course. But if I'm at home or if I'm en route, of course I'm tuned in and I listen and I find such great joy because many times you will interview people who you've highlighted in your September issue, and mm-hmm. it's always wonderful to get even more in depth with that person or that artist. I hope that you can score and get that pottery gal on. What's her name again? Because I just
Nancy Reese.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love to meet her.
Yeah, I'll try to get Nancy on. I don't know. She's kind of a shy one, but but you know what? You never know. Maybe I'll get her husband too, because the two of them are a hoot.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you so much, James and Rhonda.
Thank you for having us again.
Well, you know what? We enjoy having
glad
you
back
on.
Safely.
And don't forget the Ducky Derby's coming, too.
Oh my gosh.
In fact, we're going to talk about it with our guys today.
How many
we're
ducks?
Pushing it out.
I don't know this
4,000 or 5,000 ducks that go down the river. And we talked to other people in other areas that have this kind of thing, too. Or they have, we have 3,000 ducks. And, you know, we said, we got 12,000 ducks. I really meant we had 15,000 ducks.
This is a 25th anniversary.
Anniversary. Yeah. Maybe we can get 25,000 ducks.
That would be cool. Hey.
This week, again, Mark, we're going to have the chief on. We're trying to have a lot of different people on this week. Of course, 9/11, we wanted to memorialize.
Thank you.
9/11 on Thursday. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Obama administration is ordering all U.S. diplomatic posts abroad to make sure their security is up to snuff. The order comes ahead of the release of a report alleging CIA abuses of terror suspects in the aftermath of 9/11. The Senate Intelligence Committee plans to release parts of the report, the conclusions of which are challenged by the CIA. President Obama has apparently found a strategy for dealing with Islamic State terrorists, and we'll hear about the president's plan in a couple of days.
2 weeks after saying he didn't have a strategy yet to confront ISIS in Syria, the president is set to announce American plans to degrade and ultimately destroy the Islamic militants. He says the U.S. plan is to start going on offense. On Tuesday, Mr. Obama meets with congressional leaders from both parties at the White House and then delivers a speech Wednesday, the eve of the 13th anniversary of the 9/11 terror.